So Peter was bold enough, and the Holy Spirit came, and that's what we're going to pick up. Peter was bold enough to preach, and I went through that last Sunday. And I, if you want it, you can get your Bible and read it. I'm not going to go through it again. He was bold enough to preach, and the Bible says in the 38th verse, if y'all can put that up, I'm going to read this from the King James this morning. I may switch over later on. But, 37 and 38:9 is what I will read. He said, when they heard this, see, they're talking about when they heard what Peter had preached. When they heard this, they were pricked in the heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, what? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift. Remember we talked about that last Sunday, the gift? The gift. I want to keep that in mind because when we get over in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, you're going to see Simon did a silly thing. Gift of the Holy Ghost. And verse 39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even what? As many as the Lord our God shall call. And the Amplified, I believe, said is for everybody, for the Gentiles as well. And that's for the nations. See, Jesus called everybody to repentance. It's not God's will that one person perish. So we have, excuse me, we have among us, I want you to hear me now. And this is why you have to go to the Word to solidify and to make sure that you are getting the truth, because people will say things to suit themselves, to try to shine light on themselves, to make them look good, to try to be different from someone else. We do that in color, we do that in genders, we do that in jobs, and all kind of stuff, we do that. We want somebody to look upon us and we better than someone else. We do that kind of stuff. So you can't trust people. You have to trust the Holy Spirit. I believe the Word did say what? Trust in the Lord with how much? All thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. I believe what the Word said. So we can't trust people over the Word, because they will mess you up. So that's why we go to the Word. We don't go to somebody's denomination or somebody's teaching or group and pick up their literature and let that be first and final authority. No, nope, we don't do that. That's why we have the Bible, so we can know what is right. And in spite of doing all that, we still do what mess up. Huh? That's why we have to keep going back again and again. But once we learn and get a revelation of, that's why we're growing up. And that's why we're here. Once we learn the importance of the Holy Spirit, we'll stop talking against him. We'll stop being disobedient to him and unresponsive to him. And we'll trust him and let him have his place in our life. Yeah. So we can have this wonderful life in full flow that God wants us to have. So God don't want you suffering, lacking, or wanting for anything. But when you look at the world around you and you try to compute it through this mind, you think you're supposed to suffer some areas. You think you're supposed to be like that. You think you're supposed to be unlearned and unresponsive and contrary and rebellious and all that. But when you find out why God sent us the third person to Godhead, to indwell us, then he wants to indwell us so he can teach us and reveal to us and bring us and grow us so grace can get us to the place where we can walk as children of God with the power and the authority and anointing that will destroy yokes, and there'll be nothing before you that can stop you. But see, we've been taught you're supposed to lose. You can't win. So we act those things out in ignorance. And it had robbed us of the blessing that's yours, been yours all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let's go to the book of, let's go to the 8th chapter of Acts, verse 5. 8:5. I'm going to still read from King James. Excuse me. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. Notice. There was a disturbance and persecution came against the church. Paul was one of the leaders of this. Yeah. And his name was Saul. And he brought about much persecution. And when this persecution arrived, saints were scattered. But Philip, one of the 7 deacons, Stephen, they had killed him, put Peter in jail, but God got him out. But Philip, being a deacon now, God changed his ministry to an evangelist. And he went down to the city of Samaria, and Samaria was a mixed group of people. And this is what he's talking about. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and did what? Preach Christ unto them. Now watch this. I want you to keep this in mind. And the people with one accord gave what? Heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Notice what they saw. None of what he was doing, none of these people were saved. But he did what? They heard, they saw the miracle which he did. And then it tells us where he had success in. The areas that he had success in. For what? Unclean spirit, crying with loud voice, did what? Came out of many that were possessed with them. See, he had one unclean spirit came out. See, that were people. See, he was working miracles. He was casting out unclean spirits. Okay, that they were possessed with. And then the next one he said, and many taken with what? The palsy. That were lame was what? He had success in 3 areas: unclean spirit, palsy, and lame folks. And they were healed. All right, go to the next verse. And when this happened, what happened? There was great joy in that city. What was in that city? Great joy. I want y'all to keep all this in mind, joy. Great joy, because this is significant to understanding the scripture and the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe once we get this, I know we will. We're gonna turn these cities upside down. Religious, racism, all this other stuff that's been so prevalent in practice, gonna go out the door. Amen. Because people everywhere need Jesus.